This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We are halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. What a fun, fun show, having all the boys back together. Paulie back from Vegas. Ben back, just in general. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul, that's Ben. You guys know that I've been known to make some foolhardy purchases online.
Correct.
Yes?
Impulsive.
Yeah.
Sometimes ambient-fueled.
Correct. Correct.
Sometimes just downright bizarre.
Correct.
List some of your purchases any new listeners.
If you're a new listener to the program, I woke up one day, walked out to the front porch, and I had all these packages. What the hell's this? They were all addressed to me, and there was a picnic basket full set that had been delivered to my home with my name on it.
Yogi Bear.
Yep. Full picnic.
Picnic basket.
Full picnic basket set. A case of Peter Luger's steak sauce ordered directly from Peter Luger's in Brooklyn, New York.
A case.
12 bottles of it. I got a Joe Frazier hoodie.
That's the one that kills me.
Got a Pink Floyd hoodie. Never worn it. But I got that. It's bright pink. Looks like Pepto-Bismol. I actually just got rid of it over the weekend. I did some clean out. And I got rid of the Joe Frazier as well, as much as it pained me to do so. It just happens all the time. So last night I got maybe worse than I've ever gotten got. But I was so committed that I had to finish the job. So have you guys ever heard of Temu?
Heard of it, haven't used it.
T-E-M-U. Temu. Ben, any?
I had not heard of it until this morning.
Okay. I really had heard the name, and I'd seen it used as an insult. Like, oh, look at him and his Temu gear, right? Like, and so what I was able to glean from that was that it's maybe a little bit subpar clothing. That's all I got.
I've seen ads for like furniture and stuff, you know, end tables, coffee tables, and you're just like, that, I can just look at it and I can tell it's a piece of crap.
Well, strap in for this one, gentlemen. Oh, strap in.
Temu, according to Google, an online marketplace operated by the Chinese e-commerce company PDD Holdings.
Okay.
It offers heavily discounted consumer goods, mostly shipped to consumers directly from China.
Okay.
Knockoff items.
Who knows?
Sweatshop produced gear. You know.
I think of it like a DH gate.
Yes.
Where do you hear that?
I can get a waterproof electric scooter for $13.
Saw it last night. Paulie almost got it. So here's what happened to me. We are doing our Ben and Woods annual Christmas and holiday extravaganza on the 20th of this month. We are 18 days away. And I needed a pair of shoes to complete my costume. We all dress up every year. So
the
I go
ensemble.
On. Yeah, the ensemble. So I put in what I need. It pops up immediately on Amazon. Oh, great. Go to Amazon. Ooh, only one size remaining. It's size 14. I can't suffer through a whole show in size 14.
They
look like
shoes.
Yeah, they look like skis on me. So I go, all right, never mind. Oh, there's some on eBay. So I go to eBay. Oh, no, size 14. Same thing. I'm like, oh, God. Well, then I see them pop up on Temu. And I click on it. It's got my size. And I go, well, this is great. So I say, I would like these. Oh, but first, Mr. Woods, before you get these, spin this wheel. See what happens. So.
The wheel of consequences.
Do you have a wheel spinning sound? We do have a wheel spinner in there somewhere. So I'm on my phone and I go, well, what's this about? So I hit spin on there and it
That's the topic wheel. We haven't heard this in a while.
Goes. We haven't done the topic wheel in ages, by the way.
Oh, here we go. There.
Free! It's free!
Oh,
my God! The shoes that I need are free! Yes! So I'm like, this is fantastic. Well, Mr. Woods, you've actually got more free money to spend, so pick out a couple more items. So I'm in a panic a little bit, so I start scrolling
through
the items. Yeah, I'm in the black.
You got extra money to spend based on your successful wheel spin.
So knowing we have fantasy camp and spring training coming up, I go, you know what? Me and Paulie are always driving out there, resting my phone up against the windshield. So I'm going to get one of those holders. So I get a holder free on the house. It's a universal car phone holder. Sticks right on. Great. I still got some more money. I'll go, what's this game here? It's called How Well Do You Know Me? And I thought maybe we can do a bit with that. I'm getting it for free anyway. Who cares? I'll just get this game. It's like a little game. How well do you know me? So I got that. Well, then it says, Mr. Woods, in order to complete your order and to get the free shipping, you need to pick out more items.
More items.
I had to pay for these. I needed to get a certain amount, pay for a certain amount of items before I could get those three items for free. So here's the deal. I'm pot committed because I need the shoes. They got me. They've got their hooks into me. So I then get a wireless fast charger for $10.18. Then I get another game called WTF, did you say? That was $21.98. Then I got 50 velvet hangers.
Love velvet
hangers. As do I, and that's what we use. So I figure my wife's always bitching about the hangers.
Yep.
So I just added 50 to the litter. Then I got the versatile push-up board, which I can promise you is going right in the garbage.
Board.
I can do maybe 7 push-ups without this board that you move the pegs around and do different angles. So I ended up spending $57.23. But I saved $195.84, right? So you think he's got to be done. Clearly he's done. He's getting his shoes. He's done.
How much?
$57 I spent.
And that's, I'm probably going to get to this. Is that before shipping?
That's all in.
That's all
$57.
Okay.
All in.
I was waiting for the shipping.
Because I picked those other items to get my free shipping. So $57 I spent. So you think, oh, he's done. My shoes are coming. I got the push-up board coming. I got the holder. I got velvet hangers coming. I got a couple new games maybe for the show. $57, not too shabby. I would have paid $60 to get those shoes for the holiday show. Done. So again, wheel pops up. So I spin the...
Another wheel.
Another wheel pops up. I spin the wheel again. You're not going to believe this, Mr. Woods. Free again. You got more free gifts.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can't believe my good luck. Huh. I've spun it twice, and I've hit the jackpot twice.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I can't believe
it. It's crazy.
You must be the luckiest man in America.
Did you buy a lottery ticket after all this? I mean, my God. 2 free spins?
You thought the first order was bad?
Oh,
wait till you hear this one.
Oh, no.
So my free gift I picked, because I like these. I use these. Resistance bands. I need some new resistance bands. I'm sure they're of the highest quality. I'm sure I'm not going to attach one to a fence, and the thing's going to fly off and hit me in the teeth and chip my tooth. I'm sure that won't happen. So I got my free resistance band. But you do need to spend a little bit more money to get that free shipping again. So I got in order to get my band, you ready for this?
Yeah.
One-piece foot stretcher, calf stretcher for plantar fasciitis. It's like a yoga band leg stretching thing. I'll throw it in my baseball bag. 5D white tooth powder, deep cleaning powder. Fresh breath, ideal for oral health. That was $2.50.
Oh, Jesus.
Cocal tea tree oil foot cream, $3.35. Lucky Mussin firming cream for chest, neck, and face. $3.19. Vitamin C and turmeric hand mask, for $3.99.
Why are you the way that you are?
One-piece silicone face gentle exfoliator pad and massager, $1.69. You can't say no to that deal.
You can.
Five more premium fitness resistance bands, $3.14. Super fast charging USB cable, $4.91. And then finally, to finish it off, the lucky five-star hotel quality pillow, $13.30. The pillow, it looks plush. It looks amazing. That order total, $49.48. Now, I've added all this together. I spent last night $106.71, but I saved $432.55.
Wow.
I'm going to have basically two boxes of crap sent to my home to get one pair. I shouldn't have told you guys this. I should have just given you. Maybe I'll give
this
you guys
all of our Christmas presents.
Pieces of this for your Christmas.
So I've been thinking about that. Okay. I don't know about you guys. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I am struggling on gift ideas for you two.
Not me. I'm good. Both of you guys.
I think we should make a show rule. It has to be, you have to purchase gifts off of Temu.
Too late now, suckers. I'm not getting you. Both of you guys are going to be stoked with your gifts. And I better be stoked with mine. But I can't. I mean, what am I going to do? Tooth powder? What am I going to do with this stuff? It got me, dude.
I think what surprises me the most.
That I'm a moron?
You're an adult male living in the 21st century. When an online wheel shows up to spin, that's got to be a giant red flag to anyone.
Now, you say that.
Anyone.
You say that. But you wear the same clothes you wore 15 years ago. If you went to buy the shirts Paulie and I like, True Classic, you go to True Classic for the first time. It'll say, spin this wheel and get your discount. You will get 15, 20, 25% off every time.
Maybe free shipping.
Free shipping. You go to Knock Around, right? We love Knock Around. You go to Knock Around. Hey, spin this thing. You're going to get 10, 50. It's standard now. It's absolutely standard. So when I see a wheel, I spin it. Because I know I'm going to get a little bit of a break. Sometimes it's only 10%, but 10%
is
10%.
I think my issue is with your second wheel spin.
The second wheel spin, which of course is the one I added, had to add 40
items. What
would the
shoes have just cost if you had just bought the shoes?
So again,
and not gone on the wheel spin or the free
$4.99 plus $30 shipping.
They don't let you.
They won't even let you know. Yes, they would.
No,
they would have let you just buy something.
I swear to God, you cannot go buy one item. Somebody try to go buy one item from Temu. I don't think it's possible. Now again, I did like the wheel. But see, Welsh Fryer says it's free until it comes to shipping. I guess that's what I paid was the shipping, because this merch that I got is garbage. I mean, I may not even use, I'm afraid to use the tooth powder. I may not use it. I may just throw it right in the garbage. But you had to add, yeah, you had to keep adding stuff to get to a certain total. So then, you hit it. Now we're going to send out your order. So they really got me. I make fun of you for being a rube sometimes. I'm the biggest rube on the planet. There's no doubt. This stuff gets me, man, every time. So what would the shoes have cost? On eBay, they were like $60. So I did get essentially what I would have spent, but I got so much more. I got so much more coming. I got bands. I got resistance bands for days.
You got nothing more when you think about it.
I got a bunch of junk.
You got nothing more than junk.
Yeah, I got a bunch of junk.
It's actually worse than nothing.
Yeah.
Because now it's taking up space, and it's junk in your house.
Yeah.
And it's just making you feel bad about your purchase.
And maybe I'll like some of this stuff. I'm not sure. That push-up board, it's got some potential.
Doesn't.
I'm going to bring it in, and we're all going to try the different variations to see how hard it is and see how many we can do. It's not going to be our finest moment, that I can tell you.
It's going to collapse under your weight on the first push-up.
That's the other thing is, I don't know when they're shipping this thing from China, right? I hope I get my shoes in time for the deal. If not, then I'm screwed. But, yeah.
I'm sure they have an excellent return policy.
Oh, I'm sure. I got, man. I got so good last night. I literally got... I have like 30 items being sent to my home. So that's my Temu story. Beware out there if you're going to use it. It's a PSA from your old pal.
Say this with love. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I know this, man.
Speaking of shopping, the free agent market is now wide open. Some teams are shopping. Others remain Just browsing right now through the merchandise of Major League Baseball, and we'll give you the update on.
Sounds like we're going to be doing our shopping at Temu here in San Diego.
It's possible.
I have that feeling.
Possible. It's been pretty quiet on the Padres front, but we'll give you the baseball update on the off-season hot stove talk when we come back after a check of traffic with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, we got our old pal Welsh Fryer in the chat. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Welsh Fryer.
Happy birthday, Welsh Fryer.
Welsh, let me know if there's anything I can do for you on your birthday.
Pick him up something on Temu.
Yeah, something on Temu could be the play. A lot of people in the chat saying they've used it. Some have good experiences. Some have you know, they said that shipping may take a little while. It's coming from China, so hopefully I get the shoes. If not, I'm going to have to make do with what I got.
Just regular shoes.
No, I mean, it's a certain, you'll know when you see it, you know?
Speaking of shopping, Padres did do a little shopping over the weekend. Yeah, they're looking for the bargains right now. They signed Oscar Gonzalez to a minor league deal. Now, you might remember the name Oscar Gonzalez. He was a top prospect in Major League Baseball for the Guardians. Yep. And came up as a rookie in 2022 and actually had a really good season. 91 games, hit .296, .327 on base percentage, .461 slug with 11 home runs, 43 runs batted in. And the Guardians thought, well, they may have an outfielder of the future. Did not have a very good second season. Really struggled badly in his second campaign. Had a negative 1.4 war. Just slumped pretty much the whole time. Got sent back down to the minors. And then after 2023, the Yankees claimed him off waivers. Did not come back to the big leagues with the Yankees in 2024, but had a pretty decent minor league season, playing around an orbital fracture, just 78 games. Oof. But in AAA, pretty good slash line at .294, .333, .469, with 8 homers and 43 runs batted in. And he was a minor league free agent. Padres did sign him over the weekend, assigned him to AAA El Paso, but with currently a bit of a lack of depth in the outfield for the Padres right now, Oscar Gonzalez immediately does become someone who you'd at least expect to get a spring training invitation and a chance to compete for a job on the major league roster in 2025.
Yeah, and there's Tirso's down there in, I believe he's playing winter ball and tearing it up down there as well. So there's some options. I mean, we still don't know what the deal. You want to talk about a name I have not heard mentioned in free agency even a little bit, and that's Jerickson Profar. I have not heard one whisper, one rumor,
some Yankees fans talking about Jerickson. Yeah. If they don't get Soto, that he could be the backup option for the Yankees. Phillies fans mention him, but
comparable. Yeah, I mean, I heard Philly, but I heard that 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
So I haven't heard much on that front. And
but Jerickson is in that category of guys who really can't do anything until Juan Soto signs.
Yes, he can. He absolutely can. He does not. His market isn't going to
I'm not saying that Jerickson wouldn't. I'm saying that the teams that would be interested in Jerickson are right now focused on Juan Soto. And they're not going to sign Jerickson if they get Juan Soto.
But we need Jerickson Profar. We're not getting Juan Soto. Right, what I mean?
But don't you wait? If you wait until Juan Soto signs, then you've got a whole mess of teams who now need outfielders, and the bidding.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying
up.
Sign Jerickson now if you're going to sign him.
Oh yeah, but why would Jerickson do that?
Yeah, fair.
Jerickson should wait until Juan Soto signs, and you know now there's a scramble to grab outfielders.
His stock goes up
for the teams that don't get Juan Soto. He wants to be in that market. So I would imagine the advice there is definitely to wait until at least Juan Soto signs.
You got to be nervous if you're Jerickson Profar waiting on anything in free agency after you know what's happened to him in his career. But yeah, it's got to make sense for both parties.
But he will get a job. He had a really good season last year. There will be teams interested, and if truly the market is not that strong, he can always come back. The Padres will definitely be glad to take him on a more team-friendly deal.
I mean,
he's going to get a raise no matter what, but Padres need an outfielder. They would love to have Jerickson back. They're just not willing to pay premium prices to lock him down before Juan Soto signs at this point.
Well, and you're talking about premium prices, and that's exactly what guys are going for right now in the free agent market. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. Frankie Montas getting $17 a year for 2 years. We talked about Matthew Boyd getting $29 million for 2 years. He went to the Cubs, and of course Montas went to the Mets. And I mean, this is That's steep. That's steep for both of those guys, in my opinion.
And we mentioned the Tommy Edman extension with the Dodgers. So they really didn't even have to do, but they did. 5 years, $74 million, money deferred. But Tommy Edman fits the Dodgers mold really well of the, you know, Chris Taylor type who can play the outfield, play the infield. Obviously had a huge postseason, was the NLCS MVP. And you can just picture him being that annoying thorn in your side, whether you're the Padres or any other team in the NL West. Tommy Edman's just the kind of guy, like, obviously he's not one of the best players on your team, but he's going to hurt you a few times. It's always going to sting a little bit more when it's Tommy Edman.
He's going to go out and win an NLCS MVP. Right. You know what I mean? He's that kind of guy. He's a dude that can do a lot of different things. He can play a lot of different positions for you. They love the flexibility there in LA. To their credit, they've done a pretty good job with guys that they're moving around. So I where do you expect him next year? They've already said Mookie's going to be playing in the infield. So
I would think that you'll see him more out in
center
again, like he was a lot in the playoffs.
Played well. Played really well. And I did see an article pop in over the weekend on MLB Trade Rumors talking about the potential budget crunch for the San Diego Padres, and talking about kind of where they are, what they're going to do with Luis Arraez. And again, it's been really quiet, man. I would love to be able to come on and give you guys any whispers or anything I've heard. It's a vault down there at Petco Park right now. No cards have been shown.
I think budget crunch is something that, you know, writers will come up with to whether that's true. I don't think they actually have a budget problem with the San Diego Padres. I think they have a luxury tax issue. And it, as I said last week, I think it was last week when Paulie was gone, the last thing you want to do is go over the luxury tax limit by $4 million and incur all the penalties without really doing anything to improve your roster. You either stay under it, or you go over and you sign guys and you try to win. You fill your needs through free agency, and that's going to require you to go $20 to $30 million over the luxury tax limit. The what you don't want to do is just like miss it by a million or two, start the penalty clock rolling, and they have nothing really to show for it other than a team that wasn't good enough to win the World Series.
Yeah,
we made the case that this would be a good year to go ahead and sign who you need, you know, worry about the consequences of the luxury tax next year or at the trade deadline or sometime in the future, and not be so obsessed with staying under that number here in December and January in the off season. Get who you need to fill the roster. Yeah. Oscar Gonzalez can't be your number one third outfield option going into spring training.
No, I mean, it's, you know, it kind of happened this way last year too.
It did. Jurickson
was a kind of a late addition, and you know, it was like, oh, they signed Cal Mitchell.
We felt about Jurickson last year the way I feel about Oscar Gonzalez now.
Yeah,
nice to have him, but you don't really want to rely on him as an everyday player.
Yeah, well, we were wrong there.
Worked out really well for the Padres to rely on Jurickson as an everyday player.
No question about it. And you know,
we also didn't know what Jackson Merrill was going to be.
Correct.
Yeah, there were a lot of unknowns. There's less unknowns this year, but they do need to. They need to sign some players before this season starts.
And I saw somebody say it yesterday, and I tended to agree. They said, this is like the first Padres team I've ever really just want everybody back. Like, I just want everybody back. Everybody that was here last year, find a way to bring them back. Now, obviously, that's not going to be the case. You're going to lose out on a Tanner Scott. You know, he's not going to be back. But for the most part, you know, the theory of, oh, let's retain what we have. Let's do what we have to do to keep those guys together and see. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to look a little bit different, Ben. You can't bring everybody back, but I kind of feel the same way. I do. I was like, man, there's nobody I really want to lose. And I understand they're going to have to make some tough decisions and try to probably trade for some talent because the free agent market right now is insane.
Continuity has never been what A.J. Preller has been all about.
Right.
You know, the roster turnover has been...
It's been extreme.
Intense.
Yes. Yeah.
During his tenure as general manager, would I like to see a little more consistency and let these guys who gelled under Mike Shildt last season have the opportunity to come to spring training with as much? No team's ever going to be exactly the same.
Correct.
But have as many of those guys coming back as you can. I can see the argument there. Like, there's value in not having to reestablish a culture because you already have it established with the same players. That's something that I would like to see going forward.
Agreed. Agreed. It's not feasibly possible. It's not feasible to do. You're just not going to be able to bring them all back.
No.
But you can get fairly close, I think.
But you got your manager back. You'll have your core of, you know, long-term players back. Yeah, you're going to add some pieces. You need some pitching, some pieces. But you can incorporate guys into a culture. It's hard when you have to kind of restart the culture every couple of years with a new manager, a whole new set of, you know, 10, 15 different players. That I would like to see become more consistent for the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back. You talked a little bit about your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They should be one of the 12 teams in the college football playoff.
They should be.
Absolutely should be. It's okay. Not guaranteed until they actually...
You said it like...
Extend the invitation.
They should be.
Like, well, that was part of the story this weekend. Did everyone watch Friday night's 8 overtime insanity between Georgia and Georgia Tech? Fantastic. But, you know, the broadcasters kept going, Georgia locks up their spot if they win. Technically, no. You know, that's not how this works. At the college football playoff, all comes down to the final decisions of the committee. And we have a more clarity, though, after this week. Talk about the conference championships and the playoff and college football when we return with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You didn't see this.
I did not see this.
Do you not spend much time on the internet? Or what are you looking at on the internet that you missed this? That's what I want to know. You didn't see the Nolan Arenado post from the weekend. So he's
Nolan Arenado, the St. Louis Cardinals third baseman.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Not a free agent.
Not a free agent, but has expressed some interest publicly about his willingness to literally do whatever he can do to get out of playing in St. Louis. Trade me, please. I'm begging you. He wants out. Said, I'll even go play first base. We talked a little bit about that last week.
We did.
Well, he posted a picture over the weekend. I think he was at like an aquarium or something with his kid. I don't know. Maybe he has kids. I don't know. But the song that he used was Dodger Blue. And it's a song off the brand new Kendrick Lamar. And that's the song that he chose as he was walking through this aquarium or wherever he was.
I mean, if he actually got to choose who his next team was, that might be significant.
Yeah, if he was a free agent.
But he's not a free agent.
No, he's not. He's not.
You know, maybe the Cardinals and Dodgers are talking, or maybe he just saw Blue.
Maybe he just liked
Kendrick's,
the song.
You know, pretty hot commodity right now.
Yeah.
Isn't he going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a hot commodity. Just wanted to post, you know, some Kendrick music.
He has a full no-trade clause, though. So he can pretty much, I mean, how bad do you want to get out of St. Louis? Dodgers didn't offer us anything, but the Pirates did. You know, not the Pirates.
I mean, he can't give up any of his money or anything.
Right.
That's, you know, that's agreed to. So, you know, if he wants to leave, I mean, he can approve or not approve a trade somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that, like most Major League Baseball players, Nolan Arenado would be fine going to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I'm sure he would.
Win,
he's from there.
But that doesn't make him unique in Major League Baseball.
No. Maybe he's just manifesting. He wants to be a Dodger. Be interesting. I mean, 33 a year. I mean, look, that's a risk, A, that they can afford. Not a lot of teams can. They could get him from St. Louis for not a lot, you know, because he wants out. And he'd approve that trade in a heartbeat. Yeah, we'll eat the money. No problem. And if he doesn't pan out, it's, you know, no skin off their back. Kind of feels like that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it does feel
it
like.
Feels,
it feels.
It feels like.
Very possible that they could do that. Does that make him better? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. If he bounces back and has a good season.
I saw a Dodger.
Which is what happens when people go to the Dodgers.
It's true. I saw a Dodger fan yesterday making some really, really good cases. He was arguing with a guy. One Dodger fan said, give me Arenado all day over Muncy. And the other one was like, bro, you don't. Trust me. The decline of Arenado is a real thing. It's severe. And even the defense isn't what it once was. And this guy made a really spectacular case for Max Muncy over Nolan Arenado that had me going, yeah, I think I'd rather take Max Muncy. And I loathe Max Muncy, but I was looking at the data and went, oh, wow. It's weird what the eyes will tell you and what the reputation of a player will tell you, as opposed to doing a deep dive on the numbers. So pretty interesting stuff. But, yeah, maybe he's just manifesting it to happen.
Well, speaking of blue, the team that plays on the blue turf is one win away from likely a bye in the college football playoffs. We'll talk about the potential matchups and potential playoff seedings right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So until the playoff committee meets and discusses the teams, we don't really know for sure what their criteria and how it's going to go in that room. But just based on how it's supposed to work, and if you make your conference championship game and lose, that's not supposed to be held against you, which I totally understand. If you've played well enough that you earn a spot in your conference championship game, like Penn State, but then you get bodied by Oregon, that shouldn't really knock you too much compared to a team that didn't even get there, like Ohio State. You shouldn't be penalized for playing an extra game because you made your conference championship. But in reality, how will it actually play out in those conference rooms? Assuming that it does, we kind of have an idea of who's going to be in the playoffs. Obviously, Oregon and Penn State, number one, number four, going into last week, both won convincingly. They will play each other in the Big Ten championship game. Winner is in automatically. Loser should be comfortably in as an at-large berth. Ohio State, even with their loss to Michigan, they're not going to drop from two all the way to out of the playoffs. So figure the Buckeyes are still in. Texas beat Texas A&M to advance to the SEC championship game against Georgia. Texas win or lose should be in.
Agreed.
Texas A&M will not. They were too far out of too many losses, so they're not going to make it. Georgia is an interesting case. Georgia at number seven, coming off that win over Georgia Tech, should be in. It was not that impressive of a win. Could have easily been a loss that might have knocked them out of the playoff picture. But they pulled it out in eight overtimes, 44-42.
This is insane.
One of the wildest college football games you're going to see. And, you know, the ESPN broadcasters, was it ESPN? Who was?
Yeah.
They probably were right that when they said a win guarantees them a spot in the college playoff. But, again, we don't know for sure that's the case. There are a couple of spots at the end that remain unknown. The winner of the Mountain West championship game between Boise State and UNLV likely claims a spot. If it's Boise, they'll probably get a bye, one of the top four conference champions. The winner of the Big 12 championship game, Arizona State, taking on Iowa State. They will definitely be in, probably behind Boise State. They're hoping Boise State loses, and maybe they can sneak out that bye instead of, you know, UNLV, if that's the case. But those last spot, Alabama is sitting there after a number 13, after a win over Auburn in the Iron Bowl. South Carolina is sitting there. They beat Clemson 17-14. And Ole Miss is sitting there, and Lane Kiffin's making his case, thinking
all three-loss teams.
All three-loss teams, all coming off a win. None of them playing in their conference championship game. So they can't do anything to make their case or not make their case. But there's definitely one spot kind of sitting there. Miami is also in that mix as well after losing.
Their loss was
to Syracuse.
Unreal.
And the question is, who is going to kind of get that last spot in the college football playoff? And I don't know that there's really a great convincing argument that can't be countered. You can argue Alabama. You can argue Ole Miss. I think the South Carolina case isn't as good, but you can argue South Carolina. You can argue Miami. How they make that decision is going to be debated. It's going to be criticized.
You think South Carolina, though?
I don't think they're going to get in. I mean, they were number 15. They beat Clemson. They had the best win of any team in the final week. They could move up with that win.
They've won six in a row and four against ranked opponents. Like, that's one of those things where you look at it and go, reputation shouldn't matter.
Trending the right direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Like figuring it out at the right time. But again, you know, here we go again. Is it going to be reputation picks, Ben?
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
If college football playoff wants to make a splash, well, you find a way to get Alabama into that first playoff. I mean, if Alabama is the 12 seed,
crazy,
and Notre Dame is the 5 seed, and that's your first round matchup,
pretty solid.
That's a blockbuster TV first round.
Yep.
You know, a lot of eyeballs on a game like that. Not that Notre Dame, Ole Miss wouldn't also have plenty of eyeballs. The question is anyone going to miss any of these playoff games? Is there going to be like, I don't need to see this playoff game? I think everyone's going to want to watch every playoff game at this point. So I don't know how important it is to make sure that an Alabama is in there. They're going to get their chances, but, you know, have some credibility. Pick the team that you think deserves to have the best season.
I'm with that, too.
And put them in there.
I do think it's interesting, man. I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. So 12 teams in now, right? Now, it's not the field of 64, right? Like March Madness, but it does feel different with that, with 12 teams going in, Ben, that making that playoff is an accomplishment. You know, of course, I say that as a Notre Dame fan, right? Obviously, like, very excited that you lose to Northern Illinois, find a way to trend up, kick some ass, and now you're in a playoff. I would have never believed it had you told me. You said, Woodsy, don't worry, you're going to be in the playoff. It's such an accomplishment, I think. So I do think you have to pick wisely. I do think you have to try to get the very best teams in there and the very best matchups. And I don't know of those teams that you mentioned. I don't know who doesn't deserve to be in because the SEC schedule is tough. I get it. But, you know, Alabama used to win those games, right? They used to win those games. They would never lose three games in a season. So am I going to What's changed? I mean, you play a couple of different opponents, but you still also play your Mercers and your Cupcakes and things like that. You've had some bad losses. I just want the best of the best in there. It's just always going to be hard to do.
I think ultimately, as long as it stays a 12-team playoff, and it might only stay that way for a year or two before they expand it again, but even if they expand it, we're going to have these conversations every year. It's very hard to delineate between three-loss teams. And there's always going to be a handful of, you know, three-loss bubble teams. They're going to have very similar resumes. And, yeah, you can always choose the Alabama. And you know, that's a choice that they can make by reputation to have the best teams in. I think, ultimately, that's going to be very frustrating to other schools that are on the cusp. Hey, why don't we ever get a shot? You know, well, you can always say win another game and be clearly in the top, you know, eight, and you're always going to get in. And that's true, but it shouldn't always be reserved for the Alabamas of the world for that last spot when you're comparing these three lost teams at the end of the season.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm elated for it. I can't wait for the playoffs, and I would be if the Irish weren't in it. I'm excited that they have 12 teams. And the rumor is they're already going to go to 14. You heard that? 14 next year? Next year. As soon as next year.
But then we'd still be debating 14 versus 15.
And what do we do with that 16th ranked team? Do they deserve to be in? Yeah, it's always going to be this way, certainly. But it's so much better. Don't you agree? It's so much better.
Definitely better than four.
Looking at some of the teams that have the chance now to go play in this NIL world for a championship, I mean, is amazing. SMUs, like teams like that.
It also makes the, you know, games this week, like the Arizona State Iowa State game, a play in to the playoff. Essentially,
so rad.
The first round of the playoffs makes those games more interesting. Yep. It's just better, I think, for fans and better for college football the way the system is. It perfect? No, but you're never going to find an absolutely perfect system.
No.
We could also talk about nine lost teams. That would be the San Diego State Aztecs, who wrapped up their season with a sixth consecutive loss on Saturday, falling to Air Force 31-20. Really disappointing first year for Sean Lewis as head coach.
And 20. That looks like the number of people that were in the stands.
It was pretty lean, dude.
I think it was
announced 22,000 turnstile around 10. It was the smallest crowd that they've had in their three seasons at Snapdragon Stadium. And understandably so. The students were home for the holidays, so the student section was pretty empty, and the rest of the stadium fairly followed suit for a meaningless last season, you know, end of the season game against a team that's not that good either. Air Force had a losing record also.
It's tough to be critical of a first-year coach, but the product on the field's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I can't think of any reason why an alum, or whether you're an alumni or not, why would you go to an SDSU football game right now?
Not right now. Yeah, not right now. You'd have to be a real moron to put money on the Aztecs, thinking that there's no way there's no way you're going to lose your last game. You'd have to be
Timo wheel pop up.
You'd have to be just such a buffoon.
You didn't, did you?
Getting 6 points, thinking there's no way. It's like, have some pride and win that last game against Air Force, who'd lost like three or four in a row.
The big disappointment,
you'd have
obviously,
to be a real dumbass. A real, real dumbass.
Was that the offense didn't really look any better than in previous years.
No.
Despite the Aztec fast and the reputation that Sean Lewis brought in, they scored exactly 20 in their last three games. 20 is nothing.
Is it 21, 21, then 20?
I think it's 20, 20, and 20 in the last three games.
I thought it was 21, 21, 20.
But, you know, he said it himself early in the season. A passing, if we get over 50 points, that's an A. If we get over 40 points, that's a B. If we get over 30 points, that's a C. And anything less is not a passing grade. Well, the last six games of the season, failing grade every single time for the Aztec fast offense. And we talked about it last week. Yeah, you need to time to install something new.
Build a program.
Create a culture, create a program. But now can you keep some of the players that you had? The portal opens, you know.
There's players that play on really, really good teams that are looking to make a jump. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're playing on a bad team. Somebody else wants you. You're like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I mean, there's elite talent that plays at Ole Miss and Notre Dame and USC that's like, or, sorry, I mean, I was talking about good teams. I shouldn't have said USC. You have elite talent that plays on good teams. They're like, what else could I get? Could I get more? Then if so, I'll go do that. So you're just up against it if you're Sean Lewis.
I mean, we've talked about it in the past many times. It's kind of a chicken and the egg.
Right.
You know, you need the good quarterback to have the good offense, but you're not going to land a good quarterback without a flashy offense.
Correct.
For him to succeed.
Exactly right.
And I'm just like, man, I'm looking at this year and I'm going, how in the hell can you sell this offense to any
incoming
prospective quarterback?
Yeah.
Right. Boise State is sitting there. And while their basketball program isn't as good as San Diego State's, it's not bad
it's not
at all.
Bad.
They're a tournament-making team, and their football program is so far beyond SDSU's, you've got to be able to get somewhere in the Boise State level.
Yep.
They're in your conference. They play in the snow. Come on. You know, that's at least the next step that you've got to get to. All right, we'll come back. Paul Reindl's got a Reindl report. Final hour of Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.